Hey everyone, it's the Business Genie and welcome back to another segment of Business Tea with Tay. Before we get into today's episode, make sure that you follow me on social media at BizGenieTay and at Royal Boss Network. So what are we talking about today? We're talking about the power in starting. We're talking about the power in saying, you know what, screw this, I'm going to go ahead and do it. That idea that you've been holding on to, that product that you've been thinking about, that service that you just want to put out there, just being able to go ahead and say, yep, today's the day. I'm going to go ahead and do it. Before we get into that, just know there is no such thing as perfect timing. Nothing is perfect. Everything that we deem as perfect is our own self-definition. What we think is perfect, the next person might not think is perfect. So get out of your mind that everything needs to align, everything needs to be in order, all the stars need to be going from left to right, all the cups need to be stacked from shortest to tall. Stop thinking that everything has to be in alignment in order for you to be successful. Most people are like, you know what, I'm tired of the situation that I'm in right now. The only thing that I can think of is my idea in my head, so let's just see if it works. And they put it out there, they dedicate to it, they grind to it. 6 to 9 months later, they're seeing success, instant success. I call that instant success. If you're thinking about something, you put it out there, you're starting to work through it, nothing happens overnight. So by you getting success out of what you've created, that's instant success. And that's my definition of instant success. Some people think instant success is posting something today and being a millionaire tomorrow. No. To me, it's something that I've been working on, I've been putting out there, and I'm actually starting to see a turnaround in what I'm doing. For example, let's just say you make cupcakes. You've been trying different piping patterns. You've been trying different frosting. You've been baking at different temperatures. You've been trying different molds. You've been doing this for a 4 to 6 week basis. By week 8, now you're getting customers. Now you're getting clients. You're getting more consistent and regular people coming and saying, hey, I want this. Hey, I want that. You know, during week 1, week 2, you might have had a week where you had 6 people. You might have had a week where you had 0 people. Then you turn around and had 12 people. Then you turn around and had 5 people. That's perfectly fine. But that's what's molding you into your success, into what's going to be, okay, I know that when I use this type of pattern, when I use this type of mold, when I use these colors, and when I use this piping tip, I typically get 15 sales. You start to do that on a weekly and weekly and weekly basis. So it's gone from 15 to 30, 45, 60, 81. Now you know the formula that needs to happen in order for you to get that instant success. That's your water faucet right there. That's something that you can just turn on, turn off. It all comes from starting. It all comes from getting outside of your head. The power of starting comes from being able to take control of your life. That's what starting something means. I'm in control. I say what goes around here. You want to launch that new service? Do it. The only thing that can happen is that you have to go back to the drawing board. And that's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with having to go back and tweak things, fix things, revamp things. That's not a problem. The problem is you waiting for all the stars to align. You're waiting for the alphabet to come from A to Z. You're waiting for all the cars to be off the road in order for you to say, yeah, let me put that out there. Now, you're in the realm of you having this idea in your head, and now on social media or in person, you're seeing your idea. You're seeing it everywhere. You're like, oh, I had that idea. Oh, shit. That's what I wanted to do. Yeah, because you had that idea 2.5 months ago. Now it's 2.5 months later, and everybody else is caught onto the bandwagon. Everybody else has gone through their thinking phases, and they're on the same boat as you. But guess what? You could have been owning that domain. You could have been at the top of that. You could have been at the top of your game 2.5 months ago when you thought of that idea and you started, rather than being inside your head and saying, nah, I'm gonna wait. Nah, not this week, next week. Nah, not this week, next week. You the next week yourself into 2.5 months later, and you're watching your vision come true through other people. And I have a perfect example of that. I wanted to, because I love getting my nails done, I love glitter. If you know me, when I get my acrylics on, one nail has to be glitter at least. So I was thinking, well, let me create some glitter acrylics and see what happens, you know? All you have to do is just buy the glitter, buy the powder, mix it into your own concoction, and there's the product. Did I do it? No. Did a month and a half to 3 months later, I see several people doing it on their own? I absolutely did. Did I beat myself up? I absolutely did. Why? Because I waited. I talked myself out of doing something. I could have easily just bought the powder and bought the glitter and just started doing it. Doing it, dibbled and dabbled here and there. At least I started. I didn't even go that far. I didn't even start. It stayed an idea. So now guess what? When I saw the other people doing it, I don't want to do it anymore. I'm turned off from it. I could still own the niche. I could still be at the top of my game in there. But I've talked myself out of it because I've seen other people doing it. We do that to ourselves time and time and time again. It's time to stop. It's time to believe in yourself. It's time to trust yourself. It's time to start. If you have done the proper planning, if you have done the proper research, if you have done everything that you need to do in order for this to actually be put out there and the only thing left is to start, then just do it. Just do it. I'm not saying think of an idea today and put it out there tomorrow. But if you've done the legwork, if you've done the back end stuff, and it's literally just sitting there on paper and there's nothing, like there's nothing in your way from making this happen, then just do it. I mean, honestly, just do it. If you want to start a podcast, research, get some material, start practicing recording, and just put your first episode out there. You want to make a YouTube channel? Do it. Get some editing software, start recording. Create the channel, create the email. Do it, you know, start. If there's nothing preventing you from starting, and I mean physically preventing you from starting, if it's all mental, do it. It does not matter what your mom thinks. It does not matter what your boyfriend, girlfriend thinks. It does not matter what your cousin thinks. It does not matter what your best friend thinks. It does not matter, because guess what? My bills get paid by me. My happiness relies on me. My success relies on me. Yes, it's great to have people's opinion. Yes, it's great to have somebody in your corner. That's cool. That's fine. That's dandy. But guess what? I'm behind the vision. Nobody's going to ever feel as passionate about something that you are unless they've developed it themselves. So don't wait for that pat on the back or that you got it or you can do it. Just do it. And I bet you there's going to be strangers out there that are like, yes, yes. So if something inside your mental that's stopping you is support, do it. Do it. We are not always going to get support from those that we want to get support from. And we're not going to always get support in the areas that we want to get support. So just do it. The power in starting is having control over your life, is having control. No, we can't always control the outcomes, but we can at least control some of the process. If you don't do anything, there's nothing to control. If you don't do anything, there's no success coming. If you don't do anything, there's no longevity coming. Like, nothing just happens because you have an idea. Everything that you want takes work. It takes action. To get a driver's license, you have to practice driving. You have to take a test. You don't just wake up and say, oh, let me go get a driver's license. No. That's not how that happens. You don't just wake up and say, oh, let me go get a house. No. You may have the funds to do so, but guess what? That's still a process. You can't get the house unless you've started the process. You can't get the driver's license unless you started the process. You can't get the Forbes cover unless you started the process. You don't get the interview unless you started. You don't get flown out to review unless you started the process. You want to be an Airbnb-er? Have you taken any classes, any courses? Have you looked up anything? Or are you just watching TikTok saying, oh, that's me. I want to do that. That's not enough. Start. Do something. We all have to do it. I'm talking to myself too. Start. Do something. The power in starting is having the control. We all want to be in control of something, in control of our lives, in control of our diets, in control of something. You have that power when you start. You want to take somebody out on a date? Start talking to them. I mean, the power in starting is a word in itself, because that means I have enough faith in this. I believe in this enough that there will be something successful around the corner on the other side. If you don't believe that, then just rip it out your notebook. There's nothing else to be talking about. If you don't believe that this could really be successful, then there's no reason for you to have listened to 6 minutes of this podcast. Don't joke yourself. If you want to do it, damn it, do it. If you don't, then don't. But that in between, it's got to stop. That's got to stay back. We should have left that behind in 2020. But we're about to be in 2024, so it's okay. We all learn. We're growing day by day. But start. That's what I'm going to leave you with. Start it. This is your business, Jeannie. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys in my next segment.